Yo, Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys, take a look at what they're doing over there in Atlanta with Arthur Blank and Terry Fontenot. That's what you call going all in.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Good peep. It's a thirsty Thursday here on Theoretically Speaking. It's your boy Theo Dorsey kicking it with you. Got my guy C-Cat on the other side of the glass on the ones and twos. And as we cruise, it's going to be a fun day. We got Tina pulling up later on for the Thirsty Thursday to do some theoreticals. We also, of course, are going to hit the safe bound get around, heading all over the nation for the biggest sports topics. Gonna head out to Colorado as well because I don't know what the heck they're cooking or smoking up there at Colorado State, but it needs to be addressed because wowee. But also, man, I mean, coming into this year, there was so many reasons to like not give a damn about what was going on in the NFC South, and that's, you know, pretty typical when you think about the past decade in the NFL. C-Cat, I mean, it's so many. There's so many highly competitive divisions and divisions that have multiple contenders and you know, tantalizing quarterbacks and weapons that get drafted highly in fantasy football. Just like there's a lot of teams out there and divisions that are packed with talent. And then there's the NFC South. But ever since the NFL draft, when the Falcons, you know, after signing Kirk Cousins to that major deal, 40-plus million guaranteed, coming off the Achilles injuries, they draft Michael Penix Jr. Everybody's criticizing the move, including me, because I don't know what the hell you're thinking, getting one of the older quarterbacks in the draft to sit behind Kirk Cousins for at least 2 years until you start getting value out of the rookie quarterback. Ever since then, the Falcons have been kind of like the butt of the joke in the NFL when it comes to offseason discourse, especially like with Mike Tannenbaum, who joins us, former NFL GM. Like, he has been making fun of that move outwardly since it happened, along with everybody else. And it feels like the direction of that franchise was kind of up in the air. People were all the way out on it. And now things are changing.
Yeah, you dealt with Marcus Mariota quarterback play. You dealt with Desmond Ridder quarterback play. It looked aimless there in the ATL.
Yeah, it was. It was for a while. Now they have Kirk Cousins in-house. They got their future of the franchise behind him and Michael Penix. And then what they've done over the past couple of days, bringing in edge rusher Matthew Judon, former Patriot, who's, again, he's 32 years old. I don't know how much juice is left in the tank, but again, that's what we wanted them to do with the 8th pick in the draft, is get a pass rusher. They addressed that need. And then today to get the best available player on the market, a guy who has been all pro for the past 3 years, and, I mean, might I say, on the day where we're going to kick off coverage to high school football here in Palm Beach County in the Treasure Coast, we're going to start our play coverage of the high school football season, the kickoff classics, kicking off tonight. I'll be at Pahokee tonight, by the way.
See, okay, long trip ahead.
Yeah. What's the game of the week tomorrow on high school game day?
It is Martin County at Seminole Ridge.
Got you. So we got our coverage options ahead of us right now. It is poetic because we have Martin County's most prized alumna, and Justin Simmons signing with the Atlanta Falcons, 1 year, up to $8 million, I think $7.5 million guaranteed. 3 straight years he's been an all-pro in this league. He has the most interceptions in the NFL since he's entered it in 2016, by the way, too. Every team right now, every squad, if you want to contend, if you're trying to win a Super Bowl, there's one guy, there's one man in his team that you're trying to get past, and that's Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Justin Simmons, 5 career interceptions, the most all-time against Patrick Mahomes. So the Martin County product finds his home in Atlanta, and it really does now feel like they're building something that is going to be incomparable, especially in that division. Like, I was making fun of them just weeks ago, just months ago, based off what they did in the draft. I still think it's improper roster breakdown. It's improper utilization of resources to be spending that much on quarterback and then drafting a guy that high in the draft. But now that they're cooking up something on defense, and also it feels like they're actually going all in, they're not just talking that talk like the Cowboys did, And with the Jets, what they're doing, they're kind of going all in, but partially just appeasing Aaron Rodgers and also buying a guy that wants a contract extension that you apparently knew about but then didn't get done, and now he might be on the way out the door as well in Hassan Reddick. Like, the Atlanta Falcons look like a good, stable organization that's going all in this year, and the team and the fan base has something to be happy about. I'm kind of cheerful for those Falcons fans in my life that they have something to look forward to. But beyond that, I look at that division, and dude, it's a thirsty Thursday. But the NFC South outside of the Falcons, absolutely no juice. We can wrap that division up today. We can crown the Falcons today, not play the season out, and just start them at home in the playoffs. Like, I don't feel out of bounds for saying that right now, CK.
Want to know the odds? The division odds?
Yeah, give me the
preseason.
Hard Rock Bet odds for the NFC South right now. I would guess the Falcons way out ahead of the pack.
So you are correct. They are the only team in minus money, of course. They are at minus 130 to win the NFC South this year. Close behind them, you have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at plus 325. That's the Saints plus 350, and Panthers are nowhere to be found. Right. They're at plus 1100.
I mean, come on. Like, it's almost disrespectful to list the Panthers' odds as, like, a shot at winning the division. They'd be lucky to win a few games in Carolina. Like, with that owner, and again, I'm holding out hope that Bryce Young can be a good quarterback in this league. I'm not out on him. I'm out on the franchise and the owner. But with that owner and Dave Tepper, they'd be lucky to win a few games in Carolina, let alone the division. Plus what? You said 1,000?
Plus 1,100. What's the phrase? Yeah, if you're putting hard-earned money on the Panthers to win the division, call the number?
Yeah.
Call the number.
Yes. Matter of fact, don't just call it. Put it on speed dial. I would put that number, hang it on the fridge, keep it handy, because you might not, if you're putting money on the Panthers to win a division or really to win anything this year, you need to be, that number needs to be like second nature to you. Call that number more than you call your mom. But call this number if you think there's a different division that's already wrapped up, because to me, it's clear cut. In the NFL today, when you look around, of the eight divisions, especially in the NFC, there's one that looks particularly like we can wrap that thing up today, and I have no problem calling it. The Atlanta Falcons have the NFC South crown, and we can start them off in the postseason. Again, I don't even have to use the health caveat with the Falcons, because they drafted their backup, their heir apparent, and Michael Penix Jr. feels foolproof that even with the Kirk Cousins injury, the Falcons are in good shape.
Yeah, you kind of just get to see the future early.
Yeah. Yeah, 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776. That's the number to tap into. Theoretically speaking, call us on the Baptist Health Hotline. Which division in the NFL right now can you just wrap up today? I mean, because the NFC South, absolutely juiceless, as close to irrelevant as you can get, and the Falcons have taken advantage. They're actually all in. They have that crown right now today. We'll see what they do in the playoffs. Baptist Health Hotline, are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care is a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. The Falcons clearly all in. They clearly have a head and shoulders lead on the rest of that division. And also, they have the sense of urgency you should have when you have a 40-plus-year-old quarterback coming in for a couple of years after a major injury. And you got that roster with so many tantalizing talents. Drake London, Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts. I'm excited to see what the Falcons can do this year. And it feels like, again, for me, like recently, like I find myself in these like precarious situations, right? Like, so like literally a week ago today, was that, when did we do Top 63? Last Friday was Top 63 event that we had at Kaiser University. I emceed that event. We had a great event, awarded the top 63 high school football seniors ahead of the year, along with the top 10 flag football players ahead of their season in the spring. And that morning, I had put it on my own heart to make sure that I can get I got a little handy that morning. I was trying to make sure I can get the house in order because my wife was out of town. She wanted to make sure, you know, I wanted to make sure I was comfortable environment to bring her back into. That morning, C-Cat, I found myself on the roof of my house because I was trying to patch up these screens. Out here in Florida, there's a lot of different, like I have the courtyard. We call it the Bali Bungalow, and it's a screened-in courtyard from the top and in the front part. So you're sitting outside, but you're really inside to keep the insects and all the bugs out. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I absolutely love that area. But when I had went out of town, when I went out of town the last couple of weeks to Chicago and Minneapolis and I was gone, that screen, I'm at war right now with these squirrels because they're all crawling all over my house. They're wrecking shop. And they ripped up my screen. So there was all these holes in the screen. Leaves were falling in. It was an utter mess. So I hit my neighbor up. I got this big ladder. Threw it on the side of the house. And for me, I'm absolutely afraid of heights. Like, are you a guy, like, for you, are you two stories up? Are you good?
I love the heights.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have no problem with them.
I am terrified of heights. I do not like them at all. I grew up in a two-story house in Houston. And when I used to, like, even walk near the banister from the second floor, a lot of times I had to look away. I'm that much of a coward of being up in the sky. So, mind you, my house, you've been to it, C-Cats, just one story.
Yeah.
Just one story. I'm on the roof of that thing trying to hem up the screen. And I will say, I'll show you pictures later, C-Cat. I did an absolutely fine job. I sealed it up perfectly. No holes in that thing. You know, you got to get the spline fixer thing. And I was sliding the spline right in there. Fixed the screen up perfectly because they overcharge you for that stuff anyways.
I don't know what your like gun situation is, but like you should get one to kill those squirrels. That's ridiculous. If a squirrel was like destroying my property, goodbye. I don't care about Bambi and all the wonderful creatures you see in the woods. No, I'm blasting you to the high heavens.
So, yes, I agree. The problem is you kill a squirrel, which I don't know if it's legal or not. Like, how do I even know that was the squirrel?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like I said, there's multiple squirrels in this world. I don't want to, like, just randomly go out and just take a squirrel out.
Three dead innocent squirrels is worth getting the one that was the perpetrator.
It would be.
I'm willing to sacrifice three innocent squirrels if I know that two of those were innocent and one of them was the perpetrator.
I'm not against you on that. I'm not against you on that. But what I would say is firing off a gun to knock a squirrel out in the neighborhood that I live in, I don't think it would go over well. I don't think it would go over well with my neighbors. But anyway, again, I was talking about precarious situations and how you get yourself out of them. I'm on the roof. I fixed the screen. And I realized in that moment, C-Cat, as I leaned over, and again, it's just one story. I'm an absolute coward. I'm leaned over the roof. I'm sitting on the top. There's no way for me to get from where I was sitting to that ladder safely without knocking the ladder over and hurting myself further, like making it a bigger deal. So I knew at some point I had to jump off that roof. I had to take a leap of faith onto the ground and hope that my 31-year-old body can withhold that. Because again, you know, my knees and ankles ain't the same as they was back in the day.
You're like 6'2", right?
Six flat.
You're 6 flat.
Yeah.
And your ceilings can't be taller than 20 feet if it's a one-story house.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, about 20.
You're just scared of cat, dude. That's so easy.
It feels different. So when you're walking up to it and you look up, it doesn't look that bad. But when you're up there on the roof, it's a different feel. There's a different gravitas to it. I understand that, again, my joints might not hold up the same way. I mean, I might be, you know, in line at Baptist Health Orthopedic Care trying to prove a point because C-Cat's calling me a coward.
Yeah, I'm going to go to your house and jump off your roof as soon as possible. Just so it can prove that can be done without much, I don't know, thought.
We'll line that up. But here's the thing, and I'm comparing my situation to what the Falcons' situation was this offseason, especially with all of the eyes and attention on them. As I sat on that roof, and it took me about 10 minutes, literally, of deciding whether or not do I take the leap, do I do a jump and roll thing to make sure I don't buckle my knee too hard and snap anything. There was a neighbor that pulled up and parked, and he could see me from his car, and he's looking at me as I'm cowardly sitting on the roof contemplating my next move. And honestly, if it had not been for that grown man
pressuring
me with his eyes, staring me down, wondering what the hell I'm doing sitting up on my roof, that kind of is what convinced me to go all in, take a leap of faith, jump off of that house. And you know what? Not only did I jump off the roof, C-Cat, I jumped off the roof. I survived it. Later on, I figured out that I actually had to seal one more thing up, so I had to pull the ladder back up, get on the roof again, fix that, and then jumped off the roof a second time. So I overcame my fears, and I took that leap of faith, And it's similar to what the Falcons did today and with Matthew Judon. I don't know if these veterans, they're on the other side of 30. Justin Simmons, there's a reason why, even though we believe in him here and his prowess, he's one of the greatest players to come out of Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. We don't know what he's going to be as a 30-plus-year-old safety alongside Jesse Bates in that defensive backfield. We don't know if Matthew Judon still has enough juice to provide or enough health or juice left in his body to get through a 17-game season plus the postseason. But the Falcons are taking that leap of faith this year. And I have to commend Terry Fontenot because all of the eyes and the criticism was surrounding that franchise right now because of what they did in the draft. And I admire the way that they're going fully all in. They're taking that leap off the roof. And you know what? We'll see if their bodies hold up. We'll see if Kirk Cousins can roam the pocket and get the balls to those playmakers and stay safe through 17 games. We'll see if Bijan Robinson can rip it up the way that people are anticipating him doing in his second year. And we'll see what Raheem Morris looks like as a head coach. But no matter what any of that stuff pans out like, I know one thing for sure. The Falcons are in the division with the directionless New Orleans Saints. The incredulous Carolina Panthers. And then you have, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are led by Baker Mayfield, who are just running that thing back out there. I'm not sure exactly what they'll be this year. They have the division sealed up. But I also like how they have increased now what their ceiling can be. And maybe we have to stop talking about them as just a team that won their division before we kicked off the season. Dare I say, are they contenders in the NFC? If all things go right, if Justin Simmons, who was an all-pro last year at safety, next to all-pro safety Jesse Bates, like the Falcons are building something. We're not paying enough attention to Atlanta right now, CK.
Hey, the division winner last year in the NFC South playoff team in the NFC South, the Buccaneers won a playoff game.
They did.
Why can't the Falcons do the same thing?
Well, they were lucky enough to play the Eagles, who were too busy playing or fighting against each other. So, which we learned more about this go-round. I'm excited to see, though. Come December, we'll see what things shake out around there. But I'm kind of, we haven't done our Teddy Two-a-days on the Falcons yet.
No.
When I do it, I think I'm taking the over. I think their win total 9.5. I think I'll be taking the over. I got to dig deeper in that. But again, the Atlanta Falcons making waves, taking a leap of faith, going all in. And that juiceless NFC South, it's theirs. It's theirs for the taking. Speaking of December, man, December 18th, Wednesday, December 18th, mark your calendars. The date is set. It's over with. You can just punch it in, put it in stone. The Boca Raton Bowl, kicking off its 11th year at FAU Stadium, Howard Schnellenberger Field. This is literally the first event I ever covered. It's the first event I covered as a member of ESPN West Palm. 4 years ago, it was the Zach Wilson and it was BYU versus UCF. Zach Wilson Bowl. And boy, did he rip it up before he went off to the NFL and did, much of nothing after that. But the Boca Bowl produces so many great future NFL players. Devin Singletary played in it. We had guys like Bailey Zappi set records in it. BocaBowl.com. And also hop on Twitter at Boca Bowl or on Facebook.com/Boca Bowl to get your Boca Bowl updates. We'll see you at the annual greatest outdoor party in South Florida, the Boca Raton Bowl. Again, Wednesday, December 18th at FAU Stadium in the primetime slot. You can catch it on ESPN or in person. On the other side, C-Cat, we got to get on the safe bound get around and also address what the heck they are smoking in Colorado. I know it's legal, but that don't mean you need to get your hands on it before an interview. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I hear everybody on ESPN Radio trying to discuss, which NFL quarterback could be most likely to take down Patrick Mahomes. None of them.
Hasn't been born yet.
None of it. Hasn't happened. They're still working on it. They're trying to create him in a lab. Maybe if CJ Stroud, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen got together and I don't know what they would have to do.
Yeah, what are they
going
to do?
I don't know.
Watching a lot of Boys, Gen V. I don't know if you ever watched that show.
I've never. Yeah, come on, CK.
It's a good show. Amazon Prime.
Earlier, you're talking about your T-Pain songs that you're reminiscing on and being all nostalgic, and now you're giving me shows about
superheroes. Are
three guys making heroes in that?
They're making superheroes out of other superheroes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, it's like as a like scientist, like making them in a lab or?
Yeah.
Okay,
good. A lab for business, yeah.
All right, cool. Just, I'll take a deep breath. We'll get out of that, and we'll talk about something nice, positive, and clean. How about this? How about this? EDSisYes.com. EDSisYes.com. Your trusted AC experts here in Palm Beach County. I talked about how I was up on that roof eating up the sun. It was hot, smoking hot. I'm pouring sweat when I jumped off the roof and got back down onto the ground safely and soundly. Then I went inside to a cool house, always set right at about 68, 69 degrees because that's how my wife likes it. And I can trust that it'll be there because I'm a Gold Plan member with EDS, Air Conditioning and Plumbing. That means I get two checkups every single year, 24/7 support, timely service. You can get that too. EDSisYes.com. Tap in with them. They are your trusted AC experts here in Palm Beach County, a 4.8 Google rating with over 760 reviews. For all your plumbing and AC needs, EDSisYes.com. Tap in, schedule a service around your schedule, and they will pull up and take care of you. C-Cat, it is that time of the day. We are going to hop on our trusty vehicle. Strap up your seatbelts and hit the get around. I get around. What you mean you don't know? Round and round, round and round. I get around. The Safebound Get Around brought to you by Safebound Moving and Storage. You're safe with Safebound. Where are we at first?
Next stop,
Fort Collins, Colorado.
Where the hell is that?
What? That's where Colorado State plays football at. Right. Well, Colorado State quarterback Braden Fowler-Nicolosi, I don't know if you remember that big Colorado State game last year where they had celebrities flooding the stadium. Game day was there. Well, he was kind of the star of that game where Colorado State almost threw off the upset. Apparently, that quarterback from Colorado State, massive rival of Deion Sanders, Colorado Buffaloes, and wide receiver Torrey Horton were each offered $600,000 to hit the transfer portal. What did they do? They declined. Here's why.
It's how I was raised. I didn't come here to make money. I came here to win games and play ball for the Rams. So I think if we play ball here, we do our job, we do what we're supposed to, we win championships, go to the playoff, shock the world, I think the money will come eventually.
That's how you were raised? To turn down $600,000 to get out of where they had to get? Fort Collins? Colorado State is terrible at football. Does he not know that? That they haven't had a winning season since 2017. They have five double-digit win seasons in the history of the program dating back to the 1800s, C-Cat. And he thinks they have a chance at going to the college football playoffs, so he turned down $600,000. Do me a favor, C-Cat. If anybody offers you $600,000 to enter the transfer portal here, go ahead. I'll shake your hand on the way out the door.
Listen, man, whatever happened to the love of the game?
Oh, my God.
These guys just love their teammates. They love their coaching staff. They love where they go to school.
Oh, my God.
And they're not going to just take the handout to leave their program.
Handout, they earned it. Are you an idiot? Would you really turn down that much money to stay in Fort, what is it, Fort Pierce?
Fort Collins.
Fort Collins, Colorado, and play for the Rams?
I've never been to Fort Collins. I can't judge it. Neither can you.
Next stop.
Next stop, we're going to Queens, New York.
I want
to
stop this whole thing.
Internet celebrity Hayley Welsh. You might not know that name, but you know this name. She's the Hawk Tool Girl. She's still making the rounds. Today, she threw out the first pitch at the New York Mets game.
Somebody made a good point.
I really don't give a
Yeah, honestly, I don't know if I'm allowed to. I'll just go next.
Next stop,
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You'll care about this. Russell Wilson is going to start Saturday's preseason game versus the Bills.
I feel bad. Justin Fields has the opportunity of a lifetime to become the future of that franchise, to be the guy for Mike Tomlin to maybe contend. But I just don't. I'm starting to wonder if he's just not that guy. He was fumbling the ball up all over himself. Now Russell Wilson's going to come back and look more competent, like well-deserved, and it's probably going to be his position. I still think he's going to open the door for Fields to come in there during the regular season.
Next stop,
right up the road, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. The PGA Tour released the 2025 schedule, which means the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches is official February 24th through March 2nd at PGA National.
I can't wait, man. Todd Fleming has been here multiple times. He'll be back. He's the director. He's calling a lot of the shots, and the activations he has for the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches, I'm thrilled for. Also, it's the start of the Florida Swing again on the PGA Tour. So, gear up. Mark the calendars. Party. Party starts February 24th. We crown a champion on the 2nd, the Sunday, the 2nd of March. Cannot wait for that.
Next stop.
And heading on out of here, C-Cat.
I kind of want to win $10,000 today.
Yeah.
No, I won't leave my school that I love. I'm a Colorado State Ram, and I'm not going to take the $600,000. But I want to win $10,000 the old-fashioned way. How can I do that?
If you want to win $10,000, be my guest today. Another week for you all to win it. Thanks to Michelob Ultra. Join ESPN West Palm Street team and Mick Ultra tomorrow night at Lighthouse Cove in Jupiter from 5 to 7 p.m. You can putt your way to $10,000. Enjoy $1 off all Ultra beers and come spend your Friday night with us while putting for that dough.
Hey, if you don't qualify on Friday, make your way to the Boulevard in Boynton on Sunday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. More Mick Ultra specials, including $20 buckets of Superior Light Beer. Show off your golf skills and putt your way to $10,000. Must be 21 or older to participate. Southern Eagle reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Do you think you're better at putting than me, C-Cat?
Last time I checked, no. I think we're even.
We're about tit for tat. You're better at most other shots, I would say, on the golf course. But putting, I think,
No. You're the type that you have like a 5-footer and you hammer past the hole to where you're now 10 feet away.
No. We were playing on some really fast greens that day. You're talking specifically about that. I remember the day, and I don't know what the heck was going on at that golf course. In fact, I haven't really been to one in a long time since. It's crazy. Felt like that one movie where there was a basketball movie, Marlon Wayans, the Wayans brothers were in it, and every time they took a shot, it was like a ghost. One of them had passed, and he was a ghost, and he was knocking the ball off the rim. That's what it felt like. I felt like I was hitting the ball perfectly, and it would just shoot right past the hole.
Funny. What a weird day that was, huh?
Yeah.
Couldn't have been you.
Couldn't have been me. No, definitely not me. We'll see. Maybe it was Tina. Maybe it was Tina in the wild. She's pulling up on us on the other side on a thirsty Thursday. Maybe it was her just blowing the ball past the hole, just blowing it past the hole because it wasn't my putter being too hard and hefty. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. On the other side, Theoreticals with Tina. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
It's a thirsty Thursday. Here on Theoretically Speaking, make sure you tap in with us on YouTube at Theo Speaking. Pull up on us, subscribe, and stream. We do it every single day. And we got C-Cat on the other side of the glass on the ones and twos. And Tina, right in front of me, here on a Thursday, popping up, glowing, excited. And also, you're rocking your, we're both rocking our ESPN West Palm gear today. We're nailing it out.
We are. Happy Thursday, Theo.
Yes.
So happy to be here. Thanks for saying I'm glowing.
Come on, man.
That was nice.
Popped out of here. Sometimes you got to pop out and show them. What, CK?
I don't want to make any trouble where there is no trouble to be had. I thought glowing was like a pregnant thing.
That's not a...
I thought if so, you look...
It doesn't necessarily
glowing. That's what
to...
I thought would... Yeah.
There is a... Like, when you are pregnant, there is like a glow that you have. But you can still be glowing and not be pregnant.
Okay. I'm not saying he said it, nor am I saying it. I thought that that's what that meant.
C-Cat, no, he always knows how to, like, just put a dry rag on something,
yeah,
man.
He does.
Like,
he does.
A wet rag, I guess. Not dry rag. Is that the terminology? Earlier, he said he kicked the can around the corner, and I was trying to figure out what that meant. Mm-hmm. Our sayings today are all just out of whack. It's a thirsty
Sounds
Thursday.
Like it.
We're on the juice early.
We need to go to happy hour.
We should. Mm. We need to. We must. Before we get into the happy hour of it all, actually, you know what? A place that me and C-Cat went where there's happy hour all day pretty much because it's 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day.
Love that.
Duffy Sports Grill. Me and C-Cat were there after the show last week. Was that on? Or that was this week? That was Tuesday.
That was two days ago.
Oh, my. You know, it's football season. It's high school football season. There's a lot going on. My brain is racked around all the stuff we have, but a great way to relax and rewind is going to a Duffy Sports Grill. And how about this? It's football season. It's fantasy football season. You go to a Duffy Sports Grill, they got 80 or more televisions all over. I bet you haven't thought about this. How about you book your fantasy football draft in a private room at a Duffy Sports Grill? Duffy'sMVP.com. That's how you can lock in and do that. When you do so, you set yourself up for success. Award-winning burgers, award-winning wings. I had the major leaguer. He had the bacon mushroom. Delectable. Big, hearty. it's the perfect offset to those 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day. And then on top of that, of course, you and your buddies, you draft, you watch some of the sports that are on the TV screens, and you enjoy the ambiance. DuffysMVP.com. DuffysMVP.com. That's where you sign up. And if you want to draft from home, you can also order a party plaque to the crib. Party pack. DuffysMVP.com at Duffy's. Our game is always on.
Theo, I don't know if you know this. Do you know that I used to like work at Duffy's and I was like a hostess? I did takeout. No. I was a server. And I did so many fantasy draft parties like in one of their rooms when I was a server.
So
and
it's the best. How do those go? That's what I was wondering because I haven't been able to do so. All of the fantasy football drafts I'm in, by the way, I'm in 5 this year. I just joined C-Cats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in 5 drafts this year. All of them are like, we're all over the map. So we never do anything in person. There's one in Houston that I used to fly back every now and then to do in person. I don't get that experience. What is it like to be in the midst of all of that?
It's kind of crazy, too, as I'm thinking about it right now. Like, Duffy's was my last, like, job that I had before being here at ESPN West Palm. Like, I was working at Duffy's when I was an intern here at ESPN West Palm back in 2016. But a lot of the times, the parties would have, like, that massive, you know, paper sheet where you would go and place like the name, the team, like you figure out order you are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they would rent those, you know, rooms, those private rooms. A lot of times either they would get like meals themselves. And sometimes the parties were so big, there would need to be 2 servers on that. Or that would be like your only kind of table for the night because there were so many people in those rooms. Some people, they just order a bunch of apps, a bunch of plates for the whole entire
crew. Too, though, right?
All the drinks, the 2-for-1s, you cannot go wrong with that. There were plenty of 2-for-1s going around because it's such a process too. It's not just like an hour.
Yeah, no,
it
takes a while.
It's a few hours.
Yeah, especially if you do it in person, the trash talking that goes on with it. I'm sure you have a longer draft clock and everything. That sounds like a lot of fun.
And you don't have to worry about cooking or whatever when you do go to your house or whatever. Like, you've got everything. You've got the servers there, the hosts, everyone taking care of you at Duffy's while you can just worry about your fantasy draft.
Can you tell who the commissioner is in the room? Because I kind of walk with a certain cachet. Yeah, like I let people know that I'm the commissioner of the draft every time.
I feel like
what do you do? Are you pumping your chest up? Or are you like,
I've got more power than anybody else in this room right now?
The commissioner was definitely the one who would like talk to like the server usually first and be like, hey, this is how it's going down tonight. This is, you know, we'll be here for a few hours. And then as I was like attending to the room, they would always be standing, I feel like. And again, like letting everyone like, you're up, or, you know, timer's up, whatever, you got however much time is left.
See, but
so,
that,
you know, I knew who it was.
I don't. Something that CK just said, I take offense to.
Oh.
I take offense to.
Well, you're my subordinate. Yes. What
no,
do you have to say?
It doesn't work like that. So, like in the NFL, Roger Goodell is the commissioner, right? Who does he work for?
The teams don't work for him. He works for the
team. He works for the team. In the NBA, Adam Silver's the commissioner. He works for the governors of the franchises. CK, when you're the commissioner, you are a servant leader. You're supposed to be the one at the beckoning call of everybody's needs. You're not supposed to take this as some kind of authority, some kind of badge to rule us around with a clipboard.
Right. So like on my hierarchy of important people in society, you got military, you've got fire, you've got EMS, you've got police. The next level below the first responders and military, teachers, below that, it is fantasy football commissioners. I'm that important to society. I should be held in that regard because I am a service member. I'm working for these teams to make sure they have an entertaining league.
So no, you're not, because you just told us that you're bossing us around. You just, I mean,
you're his
right
subordinate.
Here, Tina. Yeah, I'm your subordinate.
Well, I work so hard to gain that and earn that, and I have earned that.
Oh my gosh, we got it. I'm gonna try to overthrow the league. This is my first year in his fantasy football league. I'm gonna start a coup. I'm gonna make sure I infiltrate the league. It's all your friends from what? From upstate New York,
high school, college, you name it. If they've been in my life, they're in that draft.
I'm such an outsider there, but I'm gonna try to stage a coup.
The last fantasy league I was in, I actually won it, and I won like $600.
Was that was here, right? With ESPN West Palm?
Nope, it was a group of friends.
Okay,
and I ended up winning it, and they all thought I was cheating. And somebody like, you know, the inside things of ESPN. I'm like, what? That makes no sense.
It almost
works on the back end, like you can adjust your points.
Yeah, they're like, you know things. I'm like, I know nothing. Sorry, but I end up winning.
Well, you know, that's the thing about fantasy football. Sometimes it's a crapshoot. Sometimes it's just all up in the air. One thing that is circulating really heavily right now that really grinds my gears is people's consternation and all of their discussion and back and forth and their big upping of college football down talking fall weddings. And that's going to be the subject of Theoreticals.
Get your margaritas ready.
Let's go, girls.
and make it a double. Because it's time for Theoreticals with our resident girl next door, Tina.
Let's do this.
Before we kick this off, Tina, you just got back from a wedding. If you're going to a wedding, you want to make sure you look good, you feel good, you smell good. You got to be in good shape.
Oh, yeah.
And F45, they get you right all the time.
They do. And F45 is always making sure I look good, I look fit and in shape. And that's my spot, F45 Palm Beach Gardens, F45 West Palm Beach. I'm an early riser, so I like the 5:15 a.m. classes. But they have different class times for whatever works for your schedule, morning, you know, midday, afternoon. F45training.com to find a location near you. They have trainers there to help modify if you need it. The group around you is always motivating you, trying to push you to do better, get stronger, lift the heavier weights, maybe slow down a little bit if you're a little too crazy. But great group of people. I love it there. And if you stick with it, you will see the results. F45training.com.
Getting it in. Functional 45, right? Because it's like y'all are 45 minutes on.
And it's so great. You don't got to think about it. You walk in, you're in and out in 45 minutes. You break a sweat. You got a good workout in and on with your day. It's amazing.
Got to love it. Got to love it. And again, I will be pulling up to it soon.
Yep.
I keep pump faking. I'm going to get in there. All right. So I had to address this because every day, every moment that I live within the sports talking realm and get to know fans better and even some of the people that sit behind the mic and give their opinions and takes, I realize more and more, I'm kind of glad I'm not like a lot of y'all. I'm kind of glad I feel like I kind of stick out a little bit like a sore thumb. And this topic, more than any other one, furthers that proof. So the Knot.com came out with their most popular wedding dates in 2024. And 1 through 5 right here, we have September 21st, which, by the way, I'm actually going to a wedding on September 21st. I got to let them know that's the most popular one this year. Number 2 is September 14th. Then you got June 22nd, May 18th. And another one, number 5, October 12th, 2024. It's a Saturday. They're all Saturdays because that's the most popular day to plan a wedding.
Does it give you like a location of where these weddings are at?
This is all over the nation.
Okay.
This is all over the nation, not specific to one area. And again, I would assume the June and the May not happening in South Florida.
I would assume unless
they're indoors. October 12th became such a sticking point for people on Twitter and sports talkers because of what happens on college football's Saturday, that October 12th. C-Cat, you have the slate of games. You have the slate of games there for October 12th. You want to read them off and describe why people are so angry that people would schedule weddings in the fall on that specific Saturday of the college football schedule?
I would say it's football heaven, but that would be selling it short. This is sports heaven. This is the day you want to be at home or at Duffy's or anywhere else watching these football games. Ole Miss, LSU, Florida, Tennessee, Ohio State, Oregon, the first time they're going to match up in conference play. Penn State, USC, the same. And the Red River Shootout, Texas and OU.
Big 12.
But you're going to, no, SEC. And you're going to be stuck at some poor sap's reception selling his life away? No.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow. You hear that, Deanna? Selling his life away.
Listen, I've been to two
Deanna,
weddings.
You better schedule the wedding in fall.
Yeah.
Two weddings I've been to in my life. One was great and the relationship's great. One, the relationship sucks. And I'll let those people that are listening decide who's who.
Yeah, 50-50. 50-50 there. And the for the folks that are listening, yeah, again, at C-Cat Sports, DM him. Make sure you let him know.
Well, that's also a coin flip, right? Aren't half of all marriages going to end up in divorce?
This is technically, actually, I saw a video recently. Apparently, that's not so true.
Sorry for perpetuating bad news.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah. You can't just, everything on the internet you read isn't true.
I did read, I think, a week, like 1 in 5, like, humans, like, end up single for the rest of their life or something.
It's getting sad. This is turning sad. Here was the point of all of this. A wedding is the most beautiful and magical day of two people who, if you're invited to that wedding, to that occasion, not only are they spending a lot of money to send you the invitation, let alone invite you to this party and have a plate for you and have music and have entertainment and all of these things for you.
Yes.
It is a magical, beautiful day. It's once out of your lifetime that you're going to this thing for them.
Yes.
And you're worried about Florida and Tennessee college football. You're so lame. You're so corny. You're such a loser that you're glued to your couch to watch 21-year-olds bang their heads against each other and sweat and hope hope to get a win. And also, let's not forget, in a very deprioritized regular season in college football these days because they're letting everybody into the playoff. I think it's absolutely silly. The folks that are complaining about fall weddings because they're going to miss some college football games, you should feel like a loser, especially if you're a grown adult and you're not playing on the team or coaching in it or having to cover it. It's absolutely decrepit. Stop complaining about fall weddings. You're lucky enough to get an invite. And for somebody who's a Chiefs fan that actually planned a wedding on the Friday before the Super Bowl and everybody showed up and it was a great and lovely time, I appreciate those that did pull up. And I would say to anybody that couldn't make it because a football game got in the way, I'm glad you showed your colors. Prioritize the good things in life, man. People matter more than these damn football games.
I couldn't agree more with you.
Thank you, team.
Like, you're a bad friend. If you were invited to that wedding and you are picking a football game over this couple that thought that you made this list, because weddings are expensive, and I'm sure they don't have an unlimited amount of people they can invite, and if they picked you, show your true colors. At least, like, show them, like, yeah, like, I'm not actually as good of a friend as you think I am. I'm going to pick a football game over one of the best days of your life.
And it's 2024. Watch the damn thing on your phone.
Right? You can do that.
I got to see what, you know, Shador Sanders does against Dylan Gabriel. I mean, this is going to change my life. CCAT, you seem like one of those dudes that would do this, man.
Yeah, I am. This is ESPN Radio. This is ESPN 106.3. Nice. This is where everyone goes for their sports, and you're saying they shouldn't be watching the sports. Instead, they should be a plus one for this girlfriend they met 3 weeks ago for this college roommate of hers. No, you shouldn't go to that wedding.
Damn right. Weddings are amazing.
Okay, that is different. Like a girl you met 3 weeks ago wedding, like, that's totally different. Well, you weren't actually invited to that wedding.
That's a specific
yeah, you were so
scenario.
Specific.
Okay, girlfriend of 7.5 years, a girl she met in college. No.
A good friend, yes.
I'm sorry. A wedding, the occasion of a wedding is more special than any of these singular regular season college football games.
It also costs a lot of money to go to a wedding too, by the way. It's not like all expenses paid. You got to travel there. You got to buy an outfit for there. You got to get a wedding gift for someone that you probably don't care about.
Here's where I'll pump the brakes. If the wedding is not open bar, then yeah. Stay on your couch. Watch the football game. If the wedding's open bar and they paid that much too, because you haven't planned a wedding, CK. You don't understand how much work, sweat, and tears actually go into this. More than a damn offseason and a couple of preseason games and whatnot. There's a lot that goes into it. They're trying to plan that day for you to have a good time. Mm-hmm. Show up.
Penn State needs me, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that whiteout wouldn't be the same without CCAT.
How would James Franklin react if he knew that CCAT did not watch Penn State USC?
You know how much of an idiot you sound like right now. Tina, you're smart like that. And you know what? Let's just talk pickleball. There's a lot of pickleball infatuation out here, almost kind of gearing up the interest, almost similar to what college football fans feel.
You're right. And I know I'm not a pickleball pro. I'm trying to, get a little bit very far from it, but I like to do it. It's fun. You can get a group of friends to do it together. And right now, you know, it is a little toasty outside, but you can beat that heat at the Pickleball Club of St. Lucie West, the premier place to play the world's fastest growing sport. The Pickleball Club offers 12 indoor champion level courts, a player's lounge, private locker rooms, cafe, bar after if you want to have a drink after you play, and a pro shop that's open to the public. Whether you're a beginner like me, looking for lessons and fun, or an experienced player, which I like to be, wanting more challenge to your game, come visit the Pickleball Club of St. Lucie West. Get half off summer special discounts on joining at thepickleballclub.com.
Cats and dogs next on ESPN 106.3.
David versus Goliath.
Be a dog.
Rocky versus Apollo Creed.
We don't need no meow.
Average Joe's versus Globo Gym.
We don't need no cats.
CCAT versus the sports book.
We need more dogs.
Underdogs are the lifeblood of sports. And every week, CCAT gives you the underdogs that will shock the world. Welcome to Cats and Dogs, presented by SafeBound. You're safe with SafeBound.
Oh, yeah, Theo. Yeah. A Super Bowl 52 rematch tonight in Foxborough. Eagles, Patriots. Let's turn back the clock. February 2018, Eagles win the Super Bowl. There are riots on the campus of Penn State, where I'm a sophomore. I'm distraught. I lost money on the game. I try and raise my spirits by checking out the riots occurring on the lawn of Old Main. I thought it'd be a good time, and it was. Chicks were flashing the crowd. It began to snow. Alcohol was pouring all around, but then it went downhill. The riot police strolled in from the bushes, and they poured in what I assume tear gas into the crowd. We scampered back to McElwain Hall. When I got back to the elevator, I realized something was missing. My gosh dang phone.
Damn.
I went back to the scene of the crime, sweating profusely. This can't be happening. I repeat myself as I trudge through the snow. I get back to the scene. Only people left are the law enforcement. I go to there, hat in hand, plead, have you guys seen a phone? They, of course, say no. Sure, I could have dropped it in the snow, kicked it in the bushes, couldn't find it again, but I felt it in my loins. I was robbed. One of those obtuse Philadelphia fans picked my pocket and took my phone.
Obtuse.
That brings me to tonight. Eagles-Patriots in Foxborough. I'm putting my coin on the underdog Philadelphia Eagles. The scum of the earth Philly fans had the killer instinct that night. They knew I was right for the picking that fateful night back in 2018. And the Eagles will be damn sure to have their killer instinct on this meaningless exhibition game on a Thursday night in August. Take the birds plus the 3 points and on the money line at plus 140.
Did you just congratulate Philly fans for spotting you out as a mark?
They got a phone, I don't.
You would do great. You would do great in the French Quarter. I got to take you to Bourbon Street. I got to take you to the French Quarter out in New Orleans. You would be great there if you're going to congratulate people. Pat them on the back for picking your pocket. Did you ever get your phone back?
No. No, I did not have a phone for the entirety of that semester.
Goodness gracious. I don't even know what to say. I don't know what to say, C-Cat. I'm glad that you now have a phone. I am glad that you still have the courage to root for Philly fans after that. But you're something else. How about we just take the people home, because I have nothing after that amazing Cats and Dogs presented to you by Safebound Moving and Storage. I know who I want to take me home, take me home. This is perfect for you right now, because this is kind of what you've owned up to feeling. Amor Fati. It's actually what J.J. McCarthy tweeted out after he tore his meniscus. It's Latin for love of one's fate. One should appreciate all the experiences in life, regardless of whether they are pleasant. They're all necessary, like you getting your phone stolen and J.J. McCarthy having to sit out his whole rookie season.
Amor Fati.
Amor Fati. Take that with you. Go in love. Go in peace. Go enjoy. ESPN 106.3 continues with Freddie and Harry.